Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Thursday, June 30th, 2005. In 3, 2, 1. Albanian elections have Christians on their knees. Hindu nationalists label Christians as unpatriotic, and Buckner Orphan Care hits a huge milestone. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. With national elections looming in Albania, Trans World Radio is getting involved. Former President Salih Berisha is running again. He was president when the country descended into anarchy in 1997 after the collapse of a pyramid investment scheme. He was forced to resign. TWR's Enkarleta Kamaraku says they're organizing a nationwide prayer effort on election eve.
We'll have big national prayer meetings organized July the 2nd and a prayer night when all night. Believers from all around the country will come together and humbling ourselves before God and just living everything is happening in our nation in God's hand.
The programming TWR has been airing to coincide with this has had an impact, says Kamaraku.
Speaking all of that on the air, we have seen that strongly impacted Albanian unbelievers. We have a lot of unbelievers listening to the message, and we're waiting some of them to be part of our national gatherings, so we're all hoping. So then we'll come to the Lord.
Next, the head of the Hindu Nationalist Party, the VHP, says conversions to Christianity have gone up since the elections. He's asking the Sikhs in power to take note of the church growth rate and consider it a threat. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
that says the church is growing, they're reaching out, they're bringing new people into the kingdom. The bad news is that he's identifying Christians, and he actually uses the word anti-national forces, saying Christians are not good citizens, they're not patriots, they don't love their country.
Such an attack against believers could result in more anti-Christian sentiment. It's a concern for those involved with evangelism, explains Nettleton.
There are forces within the Indian society that would like to see more anti-conversion laws, stronger anti-conversion laws. We're seeing attacks in the physical realm, attacks against pastors, and I think this represents attacks in the political realm of let's see what we can do to close down the church.
You're listening to Mission Network News. God is using newspaper to move in the hearts of believers in a community in Midwest America. Life Action Ministries' Byron Paulus tells us the story.
A local church bought a full-page ad asking forgiveness from pastors and other churches because of their failures at church in that community and their criticism of other churches. And that has spawned or quickened in the hearts of other pastors in the community that God may be up to something.
Some 60 pastors from all denominations are gathering together there. Paulus believes this is an historic event. Life Action was contacted to help these pastors follow God's leading. While spiritual renewal is exciting, Paulus is excited about something else.
I really do believe that revival results in supernatural evangelism. When God moves in the hearts of his people, the natural result of that is supernatural evangelism, where people are almost unexplainably drawn to the Lord.
Meanwhile, Sammy Tippett Ministries is getting ready to launch a streaming video project in Uganda, Africa. It's a partnership with African Renewal Ministries. On July 9th, Tippett will be in the United States teaching his sermons while the team meets with pastors and leaders in Uganda. The pastors will be able to listen live to Tippett's messages via streaming audio and video. If it works well, Tippett will begin a weekly discipleship training session via the internet beginning in the fall. And Buckner Orphan Care International just celebrated a milestone. Joined by the Texas Rangers Baseball Club and 8 Russian children, they celebrated collecting 1 million pairs of shoes for orphans around the world. Rangers President Mike Kramer presented Buckner Vice President Mike Duras with a pair of athletic sneakers as the 1 millionth pair of shoes given through the Shoes for Orphan Souls campaign. Through the program, teams have been able to share the love of Christ with orphans in over 30 countries. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Josh McDowell's classic book, More Than a Carpenter, has been combined with The Life of Jesus, A Harmony of the Gospels, 2 books in 1, a gift from Gain USA. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 to get your free copy, a helpful evangelistic tool. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.